Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy. Welcome to Embodying Reverence for All Life. Embodying, making something part of us. Reverence, profound awe, respect, honor, and love. Embodying reverence, making profound awe, respect, honor, and love part of us. Embodying reverence for all life, making profound awe, respect, honor, and love for all life part of us. Life we see, life we don't see. Embodying reverence for all the life we see, our bodies, our children, our families and friends, people around the world, people we understand, people we don't understand, our pets and all the other creatures and animals in the world, animals that crawl, fly, swim, and walk. So much life to see, so many flowers and countless trees. Life as large as elephants and tinier than fleas, viruses, bacteria, and parasites. The living earth on whose surface we spin through space in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. And then there's life we normally don't see, our divine souls, our brilliant minds, our loving hearts, the wind, the angels and other beings vibrating at rates so fast they appear invisible to our eyes, the source, the creator of all life. A line from the Lion King says, "We are all connected in the great circle of life." Thank you for being here in this great circle of life. Thank yourself for contributing to this great circle of life. Thank you for being a conscious parent, embracing your children in this great circle of life, teaching your children about this great circle of life. In this moment, I invite you to set aside all the activities, thoughts, and emotions that preceded now. Should the internet connection drop at any time during the program, it'll take a few minutes to log back in, so please be patient. In this moment, I invite you to smile, relax your body, focus your mind, and open your beautiful heart to the great circle of life flowing in, around, and through you as you. Ernest Holmes, founder of International Religious Science, says, "We live in a spiritual universe. God is in, through, around, and for us." If it's safe to do so in this moment, please bring one or both of your hands to your beautiful heart. Feel the great circle of life within and as your beautiful heart. If it's safe to do so, please close your eyes. Focus on the vibrations of your heart. Listen to your beautiful heart beating. Feel the pulsations of the great circle of life as your very own heart. As you inhale, feel your reverence for this great circle of life pulsating in your heart. As you exhale, expand this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating in your heart out around your physical, emotional, mental, and soul bodies, your entire being. Feel your entire being embraced by the great circle of life. As you inhale, feel this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating as your entire being. As you exhale, expand this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating as your entire being to embrace and circle your children. In Above All, Be Kind, Raising a Humane Child in Challenging Times, Zoe Weil says, reverence is an emotion that we can nurture in our very young children. As you inhale, feel this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating as your entire being and your children. As you exhale, expand this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating as your entire being and as your children to embrace, encircle your beloved. You, your children, your beloved are one. As you inhale, feel this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating as your entire being, your children, and your beloved. As you exhale, expand this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating within and as your entire being, your children, and your beloved to embrace all your family and friends. Embrace them within and as you. As you inhale again, feel this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating within and as you. As you exhale, expand this reverence for the great circle of life pulsating within and as your entire being, your children, your beloved, and all your family and friends to embrace everyone and all life in the community you are living in. As you inhale, feel this reverence you have for the great circle of life pulsating stronger and stronger. And as you exhale again, expand this immense reverence for the great circle of life to embrace everyone and all life in the country you are living in. Jonathan Lockwood Wee says, as a happy person, you radiate happiness to the world. Visualize your light radiating throughout the world, passing from person to person until it encircles the globe. As you take your next inhale, visualize Mother Earth and feel this reverence you have for the great circle of life pulsating stronger and stronger. As you exhale, expand your immense reverence for the great circle of life to embrace Mother Earth and everyone and all life living in, on, and around her. See and feel Mother Earth's beautiful baby blue skies, deep blue oceans, majestic mountain peaks, and all life living in, on, and around her, sending rays of heartfelt gratitude back to you. Feel those rays of gratitude touching your heart and soul, making them glow even brighter with the reverence you have for the great circle of life. As you inhale, feel this immense reverence you have for the great circle of life pulsating with the infinite love of your heart and soul. As you exhale, drop this infinite love of your heart and soul into the ocean of existence and see it ripple out in ever-expanding circles of reverence for all of creation, known and unknown. See these circles of reverence embracing the sun and moon, Venus, Jupiter, and all the planets, stars, and comets in our solar system. See these circles of reverence embracing our Milky Way galaxy and rippling on and on as they embrace all galaxies, all universes. Inhale again, and as you exhale, with all the love of your heart and soul, with reverence for the great circle of life, embrace the creator of the circle of life. As your breath silently moves in and out, feel your reverence for the great circle of life embracing yourself, your children, your beloved, your family and friends, all life in your community and country, all life in, on, and around Mother Earth, and all life throughout creation and the source of creation itself. As your breath silently moves in and out, feel and know you are the great circle of life, showing reverence to the great circle of life. The great circle of life pulsating as you and within you, within your very own heart. Keeping your hands at your heart, gently open your eyes and enjoy several long, easy inhales and long, slow exhales. Simply let your belly expand as the air easily flows in and let it contract as the air flows back out. You are an ever-evolving experience of the great circle of life, embodying reverence for your children, your beloved, and all of life, visible and invisible. As proclaimed in The Lion King, we are all connected in the great circle of life. Sergei Kahile King expands on this. We are all connected to everyone and everything in the universe. Therefore, everything one does as an individual affects the whole. All thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds are listened to by all that is. By embracing all life with your reverence for the great circle of life as you just did, your love made a powerful impact on the hearts and souls of everyone and everything. Martin Luther King said, "An individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity." You are living. You are living a conscious life, embracing all of creation with your reverence for the great circle of life. Also made a powerful impact on your heart and soul. A saying attributed to Chief Seattle tells us, "Man does not weave this web of life. He is merely a strand of it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself." This is how the world gets changed from the comfort of your own home with your blessings. This is how you can challenge family.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sharing about embodying reverence for all life. Our every thought, word, image, prayer, blessing, and deed does affect every cell of our body, every pore of our being, and the lives of everyone on earth. This is how the world gets changed from the comfort of your own home with blessings. This is how you mend challenges with friends and family with blessings. This is how you embody reverence for all life. Reverence is the essence of life. Over 400 years before Jesus was born, the Greek philosopher Plato said, Let parents then bequeath to their children not riches, but the spirit of reverence. Being and living the spirit of reverence in all your thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds will ensure that your children continue to live in the natural state of reverence and wonder with which they were born. The divine Indian Saint Amma says that love should be expressed in all our words and deeds. Love and spiritual values received from parents are the strongest assets that a child needs in order to face the various trials of adulthood. Your children learn by watching and doing, by listening and feeling. Your children can read your thoughts and feel your emotions, those expressed and those you keep hidden. Things you keep bottled up inside, like lava boiling in a volcano, may one day erupt out through your children. Being and living the spirit of reverence in all your thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds will ensure that your children continue to live in the natural state of reverence and wonder with which they were born. It will ensure that your children pass on this living in reverence and wonder to all those they meet. It will ensure that your children do not in any way act out your hidden thoughts and emotions. Dr. Larry Doci said, "There is only one valid way to partake of the universe, whether the partaking is of food and water, the love of another, or indeed a pill. That way is characterized by reverence, a reverence born of a felt sense of participation in the universe, a kinship with all and with all matter. Sharing visualizations like the one we just did with your children gives them a felt sense of participation in the universe, lets them know they can make a difference in the lives of others by using the focus of their minds, the love of their hearts, and the inspiration of their souls. I invite you to download this recording from the Conscious Parenting Archives at OM Times Radio and share that visualization or your own adaptation of it with your children. And this next activity is another one you can share with your children. It's a visualization followed by a story that will let them know how unique they are and how unique everyone else is too. You may want to invite them to listen and participate right now along with the child within you. If it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your beautiful heart again. Feel the vibrations of your heart. Your beautiful heart is so unique. You are so unique. In all the world, only you look exactly like you. If you have a twin brother or sister, they may look almost like you, but they're not exactly like you. If only you looks like you, then everyone looks different than everyone else. Everyone is unique, so unique, and that is so incredible. So incredible, we can appreciate how wonderfully unique everyone looks. Anthropologist Margaret Mead said, "Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. No one looks any more or any less pretty, ugly, beautiful, or any other description than anyone else." Jonathan Lockwood Wee said, "Whenever I look at a human face today, I will say to myself, that is the face of God. Whenever I look in the mirror today, I will say to myself, that is the face of God." I invite you to really practice this until you believe it with all your heart and soul, until you really feel it in every cell of your being. Every time you look in the mirror, say to yourself, that is the face of God. Every time you see someone else's face, especially if you find your mind making some sort of comment about that face, like it's too fat or too thin, it's ugly, it's beautiful, say to yourself, that is the face of God. She is my sister, or he is my brother. Appreciate how unique all the different faces of God truly are. In her short story, "We Are All Our Father's Children," one I'm sure your children will love, Bette Martin shares, "Little Lamb was in the dream world. He was with all the animals of the forest. The warm evening breezes touched them gently as they sat and listened to Little Lamb speak. Miss Rabbit moved forward shyly and quietly asked Little Lamb, 'You tell us that we are all brothers and sisters, but I don't understand. I have long ears, a fuzzy body, and strong legs to hop with. Mr. and Mrs. Swan have long necks, feathers, wings to fly, and webbed feet to swim with. How can we be brothers and sisters?' Then Owl spoke up, 'Yes, Little Lamb. How can I be a brother to Miss Deer? I sleep all day and am awake all night, and she sleeps all night and is awake all day.' Bear spoke loudly in his deep voice, 'Look at how big I am and how small Mouse is. How could we be brothers?' Little Lamb smiled lovingly at his friends and said to Miss Rabbit, 'What do your mother and father look like?' And Miss Rabbit said, 'Why, they have long ears, a fuzzy body, and strong legs, just like me.' 'Tell me, Owl,' asked Little Lamb, 'what are your parents like?' And Owl thought for a moment and said, 'You know, they sleep all day and are awake all night, just like me.' Then Little Lamb turned to Bear and said, 'Your father must be big, just like you.' And Bear nodded his head to answer yes. 'You are all your parents' children. You look like them. Now tell me, who is the father of everyone and everything?' And all the animals smiled and said together, 'God is the father of everyone and everything. Now tell me what God our Father is like.' Bear said loudly, 'He is all powerful.' Owl said thoughtfully, 'He is very wise and knows everything.' Miss Rabbit blushed and quietly said, 'He is our Father and loves us.' Little Lamb asked his friends, 'Can you see God our Father?' And Miss Deer looked up and said, 'God is in our hearts. He isn't something you see. God is love, and that is something you can only feel.' Now Little Lamb looked at all his friends and said, 'God our Father is powerful and wise and loving, and he is always in our hearts, ready to help us. Now think for a moment. You are your parents' children, and as your parents are, so are you also. If God is in all of your hearts, then you must be in all of your brothers and sisters' hearts also. If God is always ready to help us and love us, then we are always ready to help and love each other. For God is our Father, and we are like him.' Owl's eyes lit up, and he said, 'Now I understand. Our bodies are just costumes we put on for fun. They help us do our jobs. But it is what's inside that is real. That is where God is. And where God our Father is, so our brothers and sisters are also. They are in our hearts always.' Little Lamb smiled, and all the animals smiled at each other. In their hearts, they could hear their father's voice saying, 'You are all my children, powerful, wise, and always loving, for I have made you so.' And as soft moonlight shone on all of them, they could feel in their hearts that they were truly brothers and sisters. They were one. And as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the highest revelation is that God is in every man. God is in me. God is in you. God looks like me. God looks like you. And not only are you the only one who looks exactly like you, you are the only one in the whole world who thinks exactly like you do. Everyone's mind is unique. And that is so incredible too. So incredible that we can appreciate how wonderfully unique everyone thinks. Instead of automatically saying that someone else is wrong just because they think differently than you do, try to understand their thinking. You don't have to agree with it, but you can appreciate it without judging them for their unique thoughts. Henry David Thoreau asked, "Could a greater miracle take place than for us to look through each other's eyes for an instant? In all the world, not only are you the only one who looks like you and who thinks like you, only you do things exactly like you. If only you do things exactly like you, then everyone does things a little differently than everyone else. Everyone is unique. Again, it's so incredible. We can truly delight in how wonderfully unique everyone does things. It's so wonderful we all do things a little differently. It's so wonderful we all do things in our own way, at our own pace. Do you ever get upset because someone does something differently than you or slower than you? If we all did things the same way, at the same pace, we wouldn't have all the wonderful different things we have in this world. You have unique gifts, unique talents. Everyone has unique gifts, unique talents. May you appreciate the uniqueness of you and everyone else in the world. Appreciating the uniqueness of ourselves along with everyone and everything else in the world helps us embody a reverence for all life. At least once a day, I invite you to embody reverence for yourself and your family by sharing how much you truly appreciate something about each person in your family or something they did that made you feel special. As we approach our next pause, think about all your family members and some appreciations you have for each one. Sometimes it's the things our family members do for us every day that we don't notice or take for granted. One day, over 40 years after I left military school, I found myself thinking about the uniforms we had to wear. Then I remembered those uniforms had to be ironed, pressed wrinkle-free every day. I suddenly felt so much love and appreciation for my mom, who sometimes stayed up into the wee hours of the morning ironing so my uniforms would be fresh every day. Let's appreciate everyone and everything within the great circle of life at all times, and share those appreciations with our words, loving smiles, and shining eyes. May we use this pause to be ever more
a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The Laying Out of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the pause, we were appreciating the uniqueness of ourselves along with everyone and everything else in the world. We were talking about embodying reverence by sharing appreciations with your family on a daily basis. Mother Teresa once said, "There is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than for bread." You can help satisfy this tremendous hunger for love and appreciation and embody reverence for all life with the breath of soul. We started this last week and were interrupted partway through by an internet outage. The breath of soul is so enjoyable and powerful. I want you to have every part of it. Practice daily. It will help you and your children command and use your bodies, minds, hearts, and soul power to enrich your lives, to enrich the lives of others in this great circle of life. The breath of soul will ignite your hearts and develop your willpower. It will help you feel happy, joyful, and blissful. It helps make dreams and wishes come true. It is a wonderful way to feel your connection within the great circle of life. You can do this standing up or sitting down. If it's safe to do so where you are now, lift up your left hand and look into your palm. Lovingly invite your soul to come right there in the palm of your hand. You may feel it as a warmth, tingles, or even a chill. You may even see it as shimmering light. It's okay, too, if you don't see or feel it at first. You will as you continue to practice this. Know your soul is right there in the palm of your left hand. Have full faith. Now, if it's safe to do so, lift up your right hand and look into that palm. Lovingly ask everything else and all of creation to be there in your right palm. Everything. Everything visible and everything invisible. Everything in the great circle of life. All the people, plants, animals, oceans of the world, and all the stars, planets, and other objects in the sky. They have a soul too. They are the mirror of your soul. All these things are really just like you. They only look different. Wherever you look, you really see only you. Now, take both of your palms and face them toward each other. Your soul in one hand, everything else in creation, the mirror of your soul in the other hand. Looking in the space between your palms, imagine you are holding a ball of golden light right there between your palms. Fill that golden ball of light with all the love of your heart. As you breathe in, imagine your heart filling up with all the love you are. As you breathe out, send this love from your heart through your arms and hands into the golden ball. You may even see or feel this golden energy. With each breath of love you send from your heart, the golden ball grows bigger and bigger in your palms. Imagine this golden ball is sitting in the center of a rainbow-colored infinity symbol. An infinity symbol looks like the number 8 turned on its side. With each breath, see this rainbow-colored infinity symbol getting bigger and bigger until it reaches out into the universe. Now, think of one wish you want to make. Imagine this wish is right there in the center of the golden ball of energy, which is in the center of the rainbow-colored infinity symbol that's as big as the universe. Imagine there is a straw going from your lips to the center of this wish, and sip that wish up through the straw into your whole body. Now, let your breath out with a long sigh. Feel that wish vibrating in every cell of your body. Think of a second wish you want to make. It could even be the same wish as your first one. Imagine the second wish is right there in the center of the golden ball of energy, in the center of the rainbow infinity symbol. Dip your straw into the center of this wish and sip the wish into your whole body. Then let your breath out with a long sigh, feeling that wish living in every cell of your body. That's two wishes. Let's do one more and make it three. Imagine your third wish right there in the center of the golden ball of energy, right there in the center of the rainbow infinity symbol. Dip your straw into the center of this wish and sip the wish into your whole body. Then let your breath out with a long sigh, feeling that wish living in every cell of your body. Now, let's shower the entire world with your love. Take a big breath in. Turn both of your palms out with your fingers up toward the sky. Then push your hands out away from your body. Exhale, sigh, and offer your love to the entire world. Now, imagine there are streams of golden energy coming out the tips of each of your fingers and thumbs. Imagine, feel this golden energy surrounding you, enveloping you in a cocoon of golden angel wings, a cocoon of golden love. Feel this golden love all around you. You may really see or even feel it. Now, turn your palms towards you and scoop all this golden love into your heart. Take a deep breath in and notice how you feel. This breath of soul is so very powerful. It will produce tangible results. You will be able to see, feel, and hear the vibrations of your soul as easily as you see your body. You will be able to use these soul vibrations to strengthen your heart, body, and mind. You'll be able to use these soul vibrations to make your dreams and loving wishes come true. You'll be able to use these soul vibrations to let everyone in the world feel the love of their soul too. Remember what Sergei Kahili King said, we are all connected to everyone and everything in the universe. Therefore, everything one does as an individual affects the whole. All thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds are listened to by all that is. Every time you bless yourself with the breath of soul, you are blessing everyone and everything in all of creation. I invite you to enjoy this breath of soul as a family every day. George Washington said, discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small numbers formidable, procures success to the weak, and esteem to all. The breath of soul will make your family a formidable army of love. You can further empower your wishes and dreams by sharing them with each other out loud. You can also decide on a family wish or dream beforehand and have everyone make the same wish, creating a super wish. I invite you to enjoy the breath of soul 3 times a day this next week, 2 times a day the next week, and once a day every day thereafter. As you lovingly embody this powerful practice deeper and deeper within yourself, it will bring many miracles into your life. Marianne Williamson says, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. The real miracle is the love that inspires them. In this sense, everything that comes from love is a miracle. Let the breath of soul spring forth from the infinite love of your hearts and souls. Swami Vivekananda says, never think there is anything impossible for the soul. It is the greatest heresy to think so. If there is sin, this is the only sin, to say that you are weak or others are weak. In the 12 Gifts for Healing, Charlene Costanzo said, no matter who we are, where we live, what we look like, the circumstances of our birth, or the situations we face, each of us has gifts within us, strength, beauty, courage, compassion, hope, joy, talent, imagination, reverence, wisdom, love, and faith are among them. They are not like material presents we unwrap and hold in our hands. We can't see these gifts with our eyes, but they are real and powerful. When we open ourselves to them, they can enrich every aspect of our lives. They can help us transform challenges into opportunities and tragedies into triumphs. They can help us make a difference in the world. Activities like the breath of soul, embracing everyone and everything in the great circle of life, sharing appreciations with each other, seeing God's face in each other, and telling stories help you and your children embody reverence for all life, help you and your children make a difference in your worlds and the world at large. One of the greatest masters to ever walk this earth and show us how to embody reverence for all life was Jesus. While the Bible says Moses revealed God's Ten Commandments, it also says that Jesus gave us the greatest commandment, love one another. From John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. When we return from the next pause, we'll share a fairy tale of the heart titled, Love One Another. That offers ways we can truly love ourselves and one another. It's told from the perspective of Blissberry Bear, who comes to Earth from the Great Bear Constellation in a blue pearl starship to educate, entertain, and inspire children of all ages. Blissberry helps children explore values, resolve conflicts, enhance their creativity, and understand the fast-paced world they live in, and much more. Love One Another and other of Blissberry Bear's Fairy Tales of the Heart are at fairytalesforchildren.com. Invite your children to stay with us or join us after this short pause as we listen to Blissberry share ways to love one another. As we go into this next pause, think of ways to honor and love yourself, your children, and everyone in your life.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Embodying Reverence for All Life. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. In their own unique ways, all spiritual traditions and religions encourage us to embody reverence for all life, to love one another. In this fairy tale of the heart, Blissberry Bear shares ways we can truly love one another. As my blue pearl starship silently sliced through the twinkling heavens one evening, after a wonderful day helping some children on planet Earth, I felt the vibrations of the Great Bear, vibrations that he wanted to see me as soon as I returned to the constellation. Well, there goes my warm bath, I thought. Indeed, the Great Bear confirmed as my starship suddenly stopped at the mouth of his cave. Tell me, Blissberry, he began, are you enjoying your assignment to planet Earth? Oh, very much so, I replied, a tear trickling from one eye as my heart flashed back on all the wonderful people I had met. Suppose you could never go back, the Great Bear asked. What? I gasped, as his question caught me totally off guard. Suppose you could never go back, he repeated. Silence suddenly overwhelmed me as my mind quickly searched for an answer. What will I do? I must surely tell the children of Earth I won't be back. I must tell them there'll be no more fairy tales of the heart. But how? Oh, Great Bear, I finally addressed. You who keeps all celestial bodies, suns, moons, planets, comets, and galaxies, rotating harmoniously through space. You who loves everyone and everything equally. You who can make wishes come true. If I can never again return to planet Earth, I would like to write the children one last letter. A letter? The Great Bear prodded. Yes, a letter, I affirmed. A super-duper special letter for which I need your help. Your wish is my command, he replied. I want the whole planet to see my words all at once. I suddenly, before I could complete my request, my magical heart began to pulsate and glow, framed by a silver-white mist. Though I had witnessed its miraculous opening millions of times before, this surely was something super-duper special. As rays of the most brilliant, almost blinding silver-white light poured out, an eclipse drew a blanket of darkness around the entire world. An empty tube, resembling a giant stick of chalk, appeared in my right paw. Then, as if sucked up by a giant vacuum cleaner, every star and comet in the universe rushed to fill that tube with starshine. Whoa! My mouth opened in wonder. The Great Bear had transformed the entire universe into a dark canvas and given me a pin of starshine to write my letter. In the split second before my letter glittered across the darkened skies, people on planet Earth froze in their tracks. Lights went out. Everything stopped. No power anywhere. Storms stopped dead in their tracks. As my letter began, only television and radio started working. Newscasters around the world urged people outside to witness the extraordinary event. Dear children, I bring you greetings from the Great Bear. Every star in the universe unites, asking you to be patient with one another, asking you to take time. Take time to understand one another, comfort one another, show reverence for one another and all life, uplift one another, cooperate, pool your immense and unique talents for the good of all. Lay beneath a tree, gazing into the mosaic of green leaves, brown branches, blue sky, and puffy white clouds above you. Stand on a mountaintop, allowing the wind to whistle through your pores. Kneel to the ground, observing the rhythm of marching ants as they move mountains of grain here and there. Watch a bee dive into the heart of a flower. Listen to the birds chirping in praise of their musical inheritance. Watch a dog stretch. Place a rock in your palm. Wrap your fingers around it and feel its unique vibration pulsate up your arm. Lean your back against a tree trunk, feeling the life force, the sap, rushing up your spine. hug a tree. Let the sun's rays pierce your body, filling every cell with the warmth, the light, the power of the sun itself. Inhale the fragrance of a rose through your nostrils, swirling it about the top of your head. Sit and stare into the distance, amazed at all the creations you see before you. Gaze up at the stars, imagining them to be pinholes in the box top of space through which you can peer into infinity. Smell the freshness of rain. Swing to and fro, getting lost in the motion of your pumping legs. Watch each step as you walk. Listen to and feel a cat's purr of affection. Watch the cycle of the moon as she fills herself to the brim each month and then empties herself of the old so she can once again fill with the new. Wonder at the leaves swaying in the breeze. Notice how they go with the flow. Laugh so hard you become laughter itself. Gaze into someone's eyes, to the space behind the eyes. Be quiet. Rest often. Play often. Enjoy your family and friends. Thank Mother Earth for supplying you with water to drink, soil to grow your food, and air to breathe. Marvel at how soil, water, and sunshine combine to transform a seed into a tree. Appreciate how the only goal of a rose bush is to produce a rose. Be happy with whatever comes to you, not wanting anything. Let it all be, not objecting to anything that happens. Taste the freshness of snow as it melts in your mouth. Marvel at a darting butterfly or a creeping caterpillar. Are they not the same? Let the soothing sounds of the ocean waves roll through the spaces of your mind. Be with yourself. Ask yourself why you're there on that beautiful blue and white planet, simultaneously suspended in and shuttling through space. Take time to be with nature. Observe. Stop participating in the game of your own life. Take time each day to pretend you know absolutely nothing. Pretend you are a newborn child. Everything is fresh. Everything is new. Be love. You are love. You are. Be. Don't judge. Just be. Just love. Ask for nothing, but treasure everything. Be. Be love, be light, be delight, starlight, starshine. Before I could tell the children I would no longer come to Earth, my magical heart began to close. Stars and comets streamed back to their homes in the sky as Earth returned to her normal cycle of day and night. People everywhere were stunned. Blank stares filled everyone's eyes. Something had happened. What? They didn't know. But a star-filled message had penetrated every cell of their bodies. Life on planet Earth was about to change, to take on new meaning. The commandment of a master teacher from long ago was alive again. Love one another. And me, I was in awe. Never, ever in my wildest dreams did I imagine the Great Bear had that much power. When words wound their way up to my throat, I sighed. But I didn't even tell them it was I who sent the letter or that I wouldn't be back to Earth. Pulling me in close with a giant Great Bear hug, the Great Bear said, "You will still travel to Earth for some time. My question earlier was merely a test." "A test?" I repeated. "Yes, a test," he replied. "A test to see if you would groan about the possibility of not returning to Earth or use it to its utmost advantage." "Advantage?" I repeated, not totally understanding. "Just like you did," the Great Bear smiled. to share a message of unity, of love, with all people of earth, a message they'd never forget. With that, he pulled me up against his huge belly, and oh my, wonder of wonders, it was as if I had fallen into the origins of the universe, stars, light brighter than a thousand suns, peace, bliss, pure ecstasy. Starshine filled my entire being. And, like the people of planet Earth, I too knew I'd never be the same. Albert Einstein said, if you want your children to be brilliant, tell them fairy tales. If you want them to be very brilliant, tell them even more fairy tales. And if you want them to be superhuman beings, please visit fairytalesoftheheart.com. Please join me next Monday here on Om Times Radio. Invite your friends and family too as we explore the wonders of loving our children and ourselves unconditionally. If you have any reflections or questions, I'd love to hear from you at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. With divine blessings of love, light, gratitude, bliss, and health in every moment of your precious and beautiful life, streaming from my soul to your soul, within the one infinite love we are, may you constantly embody reverence for all life.